Welcome to Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we are the hosts of this mystic pod.
Welcome back!
Welcome back!
To the second episode of 2021.
Yes, and hello to you, stranger. It's been a long time since I've seen your beautiful face.
It has been a long time. We apologize for not getting an episode up on our regular schedule. It's been a very busy week, and we have been working on our special bonus episode of Dreams and the Mystic for you, which is what we are going to be talking about this week.
Yeah, we are so excited. Like Jordan said, this is our bonus episode. So we covered dreams a few weeks ago, and we just had so many cool like experiences that we got from people and stories about dreams that they've had and all these cool things we wanted to talk about, but we had like no time in the episode. Otherwise, it would have been, like, 3 hours long.
If you listen to the dream episode, you probably remember me being like, oh, my God, this is so interesting about pretty much everything we covered. And we were, like, just scratching the surface of what was out there.
Yeah.
And we're still not even coming close to covering everything that has to do with dreams. But we just wanted to bring you a little bit more information on one of the things we covered, which we'll get into later.
Yes.
And then Emma and I had the pleasure of this is going to be more of like a fun laid back episode, because basically most of it is just going to be us bringing you different interesting dream stories that people have had, either mystic dreams or just interesting dreams that people have had.
Yeah, weird, strange, all the above.
And I asked Emma to mark some dreams in her dream journal. I have one marked for me, so we're going to share some of our weird dreams.
I have to look through, because it's so scattered in my dream journal, so I have to just pick and choose. A lot of it's super embarrassing, so I will not be sharing the embarrassing ones.
Those are the best. Those are the best.
No, I was really looking forward to this this episode recording, because it's very different, because we didn't have to go out and do a lot of research. It was more of just kind of finding crazy stories, and it was kind of fun it's more laid back. There wasn't as much of a structure, but it almost makes it more fun to just like talk about the stuff and all this weird stuff that's happened to people. All these dreams.
Definitely.
So I'm like really excited to talk about this.
We're really excited. Well, since it's been a little bit longer than usual, I feel like I haven't seen your face in so long. Have there been any new life updates? What have you been up to this past week and a half?
I'm trying to think. Honestly, nothing. I mean, my life is pretty boring.
It's just COVID life.
Yeah, just
still.
COVID life.
For anyone listening in the future, we are still living in COVID times, and it sucks.
We are. No, it's been pretty laid back. I've been trying to get out, and I've gone on some, like, snowshoe hikes and just enjoying, like, the winter weather. So that's been kind of fun.
I actually saw that picture, now that I'm thinking about it, like, a beautiful picture of, like, this serene like outlook that you and your sister found while you were snowshoeing. It looked so beautiful.
It was really, I mean, like Madison, like I like say this so many times, because Madison is literally the best city, because there's so many different things to do. Like you have the city and like all the downtown stuff, but then there's so many like nature preserves, trails, all, and like the city's right there, there's nature right there, you have like the best of both worlds.
Right. Because you have Wisconsin everything. Would just be nature. Like, Madison is just a city that we plopped down. So, you literally get the best of both worlds of, it's like a bustling city, literally drive 10 minutes and you're in the woods.
I know, and it was beautiful. We went, the Arboretum here, and it felt like I was transported to, like, Narnia or, like, Lord of the Rings.
The trees were towering over you.
Like, I was just waiting for, like, Aragorn or like Prince Caspian, anyone from those.
I'm sorry to Prince Caspian, but he is nothing. He is a little boy stick figure compared to Aragorn.
I know, Daddy Strider.
My nerd is coming out.
Daddy Strider is
Daddy Strider.
He's top, for sure.
We know he's like in his 60s now, but
that's,
I think,
weird.
We would both marry him.
I definitely would. I can't believe that Viggo Mortensen is in his 60s.
Viggs.
Wow.
Viggs definitely looks good for his age.
He is.
Unless you get him in some movies and then he looks terrifying.
I know.
That's just makeup.
It is makeup. It's true. But he is aging like a fine wine, so we appreciate that.
I think we definitely need to watch Lord of the Rings the next time we're together and, like, live Instagram it or something, like, our reactions, because it is an event when Emma and I watch Lord of the Rings together.
Oh, we have
and
to do yes, the extended. We've done it before. We have to do the extended version of the third one, because that one's, like, 4 hours long. But it is worth it. It is well worth it.
Did we watch the extended version of the third one the last time we watched it? Did we get through all of them?
I think we did. I think we watched the first, maybe the first extended, first or second. But I don't know if we did the third one together. We have to do the third one.
I think we watched all of them together, but not the extended ones. And then when we got to the extended ones, we were, like, exhausted. we were like, no, never mind.
No, I'm ready. We, like, rested. We're ready to go. We're ready to get into this. But, yeah. But how was your week?
It's been good. I definitely had, like, the post-holiday kind of slump. I don't know if you ever experienced that, but, like, we kind of had, like, so many things. Like, I don't know. We had neglected our apartment for a very long time just because we were so, like, busy with Christmas and all that stuff. So we took, like, 5 hours this weekend to just deep clean, and that doesn't sound like it would be fun, but an adult... It was one of the greatest. I mean, the cleaning wasn't fun, but now that it is clean, I am so happy.
Well, I was like, I got really excited because, I mean, anyone that knows me knows that I am obsessed with cleaning everything. Yes. I like, it's my strange, I and call I'm it my not. Strange addiction, even though it's not really strange. I just call it my strange addiction.
It's a good addiction to have.
It is. I'm like obsessed with it. So when you said that you spent 5 hours cleaning, I was like so happy and I just wish I was you.
Yeah. It's definitely like when I clean, so I'm not a clean person. I'm a messy person. That's just always how I've been. Like my life is an expression of my mind, which is like cluttered and crazy. So I've always been a messy person. And it's just like when I clean, it does like I try to get everything clean because it's just get it all out. Yes. So I'm definitely happy. I purged a lot so that when we move, I don't know, hopefully not in another year, but when we move again, it won't be a hell show. Yeah. Like last time.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah. Well, and I've been covering, I don't actually know if I've ever talked about this, but I am I'm a real estate agent. I don't think we've ever talked about what we do for a living.
I think when we did, in the first episode when we did each other's little... bios. I did mention that, but like not in depth. I just said that you were in real estate.
Okay. But... Well, I'm a real estate agent.
Yes.
It's not my forever career, but I definitely it's what I do right now, and I love it. And I got into it because my parents, my mom and my stepdad, are real estate agents, and they have been on vacation, so I have been covering for them for the past week. And they are much busier real estate agents than I am because I'm still learning.
Yes.
So it has been one busy week for me. They are flying home as we speak. I'm so excited for them to be home, and so I can just take a nice breath and return back to my normal state, which is not working like 10 hours a day and running
all over
the place.
That's
going
to be nice. I mean, that takes a lot. I can just imagine that it must take a lot out of you just to have to deal with all that, covering different things and,
like
not your own work.
Like, it's definitely a stressful, like, it's never the same every day. Yeah. You're, like, handling 10 different things. But it is fun if you have a grasp on it.
Yeah. No, totally.
I definitely like not having to do the same thing every day. That keeps it interesting.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you have been surviving and doing well this last week. But I'm just so happy that we're finally can see each other and we're recording again. It just feels so
good to be
doing this.
It's so good to see your face. Yes.
Even though I look like a troll because I took a shower and I have no makeup on.
It's okay. I ran out of face wash yesterday, so I don't think you can tell in the video, but like every time I wash my face, it's just black rings of darkness. It's just so upsetting.
My hair's been really staticky. I don't know if yours has, because this dry weather, like cold weather. My hair's literally staticky.
I don't know. My hair is always is always dry and staticky. It's a mess.
I need to get like different shampoo or something. So we'll have to
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
I'm the queen at finding, like, the most expensive, luxurious shampoos and then spending way too much money on them. So I can tell you which shampoos
yes,
you should use.
Yes, give me all the recommendations. Well, should we get into it?
Oh, my God. We just said the same thing.
We're always on the same page. I think we should.
We are.
I know that we have a lot of topics and stories we want to get into, so I want to just have the most time that we can. So let's just get right into this. You said you wanted to. Jordan has, she'll explain more, but a subtopic that she had brought up in our dream episode that she kind of wanted to get. We both showed interest in it, but then Jordan, she got some more in-depth research on it. So,
yes.
Jordan, do you want to explain your little topic?
I will. So, if you remember back to the first dream episode we did, or maybe it might even have been the reincarnation episode,
Was it the reincarnation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had to look back in my notes to find it.
Yeah.
But I mentioned when I was talking about past life regression, I mentioned ancient Greek and Egyptian dream incubation centers, which I was like, what is that? I need to know more.
Yeah.
It sounds insane. And it's actually so interesting. So before I get started, I will cover my sources really quick. I used a lot just to get a broad sense of what dream incubation is. So first I started with good old Wikipedia.
Love it.
And then I also used Britannica. I felt very educated and smart. I don't think I've used Britannica since high school.
I used it for one of mine. I think maybe that was the last episode. It just felt so cool. I was like, okay.
Britannica comes through. I also used Bible Gateway. Didn't think I would ever use a website called that. I know. I think it's basically just like an online formatted Bible and a bunch of other Bible-y things. And then I also used an article when I got into my dream stories. I got into an article from 22 Words.
Okay.
Which is like one of those websites where they just post list articles all the time. And then I also found some really cool stories from self.com in an article called Pandemic Dreams. So we will get into the stories later, but back to dream incubation. I was so interested in finding more out about this, and it's
as was I.
Super interesting.
When you said that you wanted to do a little like topic at the beginning, I was so excited because it's so the word dream incubation, like it's just,
incubation.
What is that?
Yeah, I know. I think we talked last time about how like it conjures images of like a pod
from
the future and like aliens and stuff. Like that's definitely what I pictured.
Yeah, me too.
It's a little less techie than that, but it is still very cool. So incubation is an ancient spiritual practice, much like everything else we've covered on the podcast, that usually includes a series of spiritual ceremonies, sacrifices, and preparation to heal the participant through their dreams. So it was, in short, it was a spiritual healing ritual that used your dreams as the healing source.
Okay, interesting.
So people with back in these times, there were a lot of different cultures that used it, but people with different grievances, ailments, it could be either physical ailments that they're dealing with, or more commonly it would be psychological, so like inner turmoil that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
These people would go to their place of worship, and sometimes it was just like the overall place of worship, like maybe it's church or a temple or something like that. And sometimes it was so important to the culture that they had special dream incubation, like temples. But either way, like whatever religion and culture that person was from, they would go to the dedicated spiritual place where they would do this. They would complete whatever rituals needed to be completed, usually led through the experience by a shaman or by a priest, again, whatever like leader fits into that religion.
And
then basically the goal was to be led through a profound dream experience that was said to bring them into a fourth realm where they could get in touch with their higher selves. They could talk to maybe spirit guides. They could even experience God. So I thought it was really interesting because it's so similar to what we were talking about in the dream episode and in the reincarnation episode with there's this liminal realm that you can get to through your dreams if you know how to do it.
Yeah. I think that's so cool. That's so cool. Just think about that. And I want to like, I want to somehow be able to like do this, like, you know, now be able to like,
I know,
recreate these incubation sort of pods, like you said, centers. And
no matter what you believe, clearly there is this place or this actual state of consciousness that you can experience and go to, and it's transformative. So just to get into the history a little bit, it's so ancient and so old, and it has so many variations that it's really hard to track where dream incubation really started. Mm-hmm. Usually it's credited to ancient Greece, sometimes ancient Egypt. But many forms of this that might not have been called dream incubation, but it was really similar. Many forms have been practiced as far back as ancient shamanic traditions in Central Asia. And the practice has been carried on for centuries and has spanned various religions. And something I found really interesting, because I've never heard of dream incubation before this, is that there's actually a form of it in the Christian Bible. Okay, it's like mentioned in the Bible. So it's not called dream incubation in the Bible, but it's actually in the first book of Kings, section 3. And this is where I got, this is from the Bible Gateway website.
The gateway drug to Bibles.
Yes. And this is the New International Version of the Bible, in case you care to know. So I'm actually going to read the passage. Okay. It says, "The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, 'Ask for whatever you want me to give you.'" So, just to translate, in case you're not good at following Bible writing or biblical writing, basically, the king went to Gibeon, which was, it wasn't called the church at the time, but it was a place of worship. It was a holy place, and went into a dream state after making a sacrifice, and God came to him, and like he asked God to give him, I think, a loving heart is what the passage goes on to say. So while it wasn't called dream incubation, there have been so many occurrences of people using dreams to heal themselves and their inner psyche for basically ever, which
that's awesome.
It's just crazy.
It is crazy. And I like how diverse, like, the history and how it shows up in a lot of different cultures, but there is that kind of universal, like, thought of, like, there is another plane, and, like, you kind of use your dreams, like you said, to kind of do, like, an introspective glance at yourself and kind of work through things. So I just think it's so cool how, even though there's so many, like, cultures and religions that have different takes on it, it's all kind of centered around, like, just reflecting on yourself and...
And... It's just so interesting because when you really think about it, even though it's not called incubation anymore, or like it's not commonly practiced, like in the Christian religion, for example, it's not like a common thing to go to a church and have a priest like guide you through a dream healing experience. Like that's not something that like happens much anymore. But there are still some Greek monasteries who do this, and even in normal, like, regular day life, like, even in America, it's, if you think about it, the practice of incubation, even though we're not using that word, is still so prevalent in past life regression is a form of incubation, because the person is being led by a therapist through a kind of dream state. Meditation is a form, because you're clearing your mind, and you likely won't get to a to that higher state in just meditation, but some people can if they practice it a lot. Lucid mm-hmm. dreaming, all of these are really closely tied to incubation practices and touches on what we talked about in our other episodes, that yeah. there's this liminal realm you can visit. And not only can you visit it and learn things, but it is a healing experience. Like, it's just interesting that I feel like in current times and in our culture, we just take dreams for granted. Mm-hmm. We don't know why we dream. Scientists don't have an explanation for it. So they're kind of just like pushed to the side, like, oh, dreams are dreams. It's fine. But
there's so really, much there. There's so much there.
Yeah. Like, yeah. People really in the past valued their dreams and listened to the messages that they were getting from their subconscious and maybe higher powers in their dreams. And I just thought it was so interesting to hear about healing through your dreams.
Well, we need to bring that appreciation back. I really hope that people I feel like people are, you know, starting to really just appreciate and really want to learn more about dreams. At least, like, you and I, we are really interested in a lot of these topics, so.
Yeah, and once again, like, I definitely want to get more serious about remembering my dreams, Same. Writing them down.
That's why I started my journal, so I could
remember paying them. Attention to them, mm-hmm. because even if you can't find a meaning in them right away, like, I think it's just good to get in the habit of remembering them and just being, like, thankful for your dreams, because I think they're really great. And sometimes if you don't pay attention to your dreams, you will, like, lose the ability to remember them at all. There are people who, like, have gone years without remembering a single dream that they've had. And that sounds so sad.
That does.
I definitely think, like, I'm going to be paying more attention to my dreams a lot more often now.
Me too. Oh, yeah, definitely me. Me as well. That's so interesting, though. I love that.
I know.
That. What a cool
thing. And
cool
that's topic. All I have for dream incubation. So now we can get into actual dream Yay! Stories.
Are we going to transition to our crazy, fun, and exciting rest of the episode?
Yes. Yes, I'm so excited.
So how should we do this? I know we both found some on the internet, and then we have some that...
Well, do you want to start? I know we were just going to pick, like, one or two of our dreams to talk about. So do you want to talk about one of your dreams?
Sure. I have to, like, okay, first of all, I'm gonna go through this journal. It's not, I just started, so I don't have a lot in here. Otherwise I do have a weird one. If I can't find anything in here that's not that embarrassing, I have a weird one that I did have recently.
Oh, good.
Okay,
let's I want to know everything. Gosh. Mine that I literally wrote down is, so I have, like, a full one that I'm going to say, but I have two little ones. Like, I have two little reoccurring dreams that I'll say while you're looking.
Yeah.
My one common reoccurring dream is that, so I have, well, I used to have three rats, but now I have two rats, and I'm always afraid. So I have cats and rats in the same apartment, and I'm terrified of my rats getting out, and I internalize that I think too much. So I literally have a reoccurring dream all the time that my rats have gotten out, and usually in the dream somehow they have babies and the babies are out and I'm chasing them and they're biting me. So that's one.
That's really scary.
And then and then a nicer one is that Andy and I, our first cat we ever got together, she passed away last year, but I constantly have reoccurring, well, not constantly, every few months I'll have a dream that Cleo's back and Andy and I are always there and we're always so surprised and happy and we're like, oh my god, you're back alive, and we spend the day with her and it's so vivid and real, and I just, like, even if it's not, I just feel like Cleo's, like, visiting me from the other side every once in a while just to, like, say hi and check in. So I just wrote that down because I thought that was really cute.
That is really cute. I bet she is. She's totally visiting.
Yeah. They say if a loved one that's passed on comes to you in a dream and it's, like, vivid, like, you can, mm-hmm. you feel everything and you remember it, that's, like, a visitation.
Well, I will explain more with my aunt stuff, but that's one of her experiences is with a family member. So,
ooh, and it's very, I'm so excited to hear it. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. I had the best time talking to her, so I will get into that later, but I mean, a lot of them are really embarrassing because sometimes they involve, like, famous people. But
what are you doing with the famous people?
Well, a lot of it actually is just random. It's not even, like, anything saucy.
Okay, that's sad.
But I have had plenty of saucy dreams, which I'm sure you have as well.
Honestly, I don't. Like, maybe this is TMI. I don't. I always have, like, very, like, unless I'm having, like, an actual dream of my accurate life, Yeah. I am, like, hardly ever myself in a dream. It's really? Like I'm living an action movie.
Okay, mine is a lot of them, because I'm looking through this, I am myself, and it's just me, like, in this kind of weird, yeah, like, movie-like scenario, but I am myself.
Yeah, I guess that's why it's not very embarrassing for me, because the situations I'm in are 99% of the time, like, never, like, even if I am me, it's yeah. so wildly not real life. Like,
that's just, like,
another
detached.
Reoccurring dream I've been having, which I didn't want to say was reoccurring, because it's different every time, Emma. 4 months now, and I don't know what this means. For months and months, like since COVID started, I've had a dream that I'm back on UWGB campus.
Oh my gosh.
And the trails that like that we have on campus mm-hmm. go out to a safari, and there's wild animals and stuff, like it turns into desert. But that's not the main point. The main point of the dream is always that there's like a secret government facility in the tunnels at GB.
Dude, I believe it. That has to be real.
And in my dream, the tunnels aren't actually like the real tunnels. They're like scary tunnels. And we have to like save the, we have to uncover it, and it's this action dream.
Oh
I keep having, and every time it's different, but it's the same premise every time. It's so weird.
Okay, you have to like write this. Let's write this screenplay. Let's get this out. Yeah, like a movie, a show.
I constantly happen. Think sometimes that my brain is just trying to like work out story ideas while I'm sleeping.
That could be that, you know, that could be honestly, because I mean a lot of mine like or like a few of them in my journal for me is. I'm put into, like, a situation like you where it's, like, almost, like, an action kind of movie where,
Yeah.
Like, I for a few of mine I have were, like, me in this weird competition, which it was almost kind of like the Harry Potter, you know, like, the, whatever, what's it called? Where they're, it's in the fourth one, where they're, like, in that competition.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, the Triwizard Cup.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes, the Triwizard Tournament.
So, it's not that, but, like, it's kind of like that, where it's, like, a quest and like games
yeah.
thing where I was in that.
A sequential quest.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But then I guess one of my I can share, which is I had recently. I actually in my journal, so I write down the date that I had them. So I remember when I had them. So this one I had on December 27th. So pretty recent.
I'm so ready.
And this was so vivid. I remember waking up and it was like the weirdest thing. Like this the weirdest thing ever, but it was so vivid and it's been a while since I've had one like that, so...
Okay.
Basically, in the dream, I was having, like, a procedure done, like, some kind of procedure. They never really explained why, or, like, the doctor, or, like, the nurses never really explained why.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what was going on, but I knew that there was, like, a scope. They had to put a scope down my throat. I don't know why. That was the thing they had to do. So, I was at the hospital, and, like, the nurses were prepping me for the procedure. And for some reason, they had to take a sample of my blood, like a really, and not just like a, they had to take like a large sample, like a, like a bag full of my
okay.
blood for some reason.
Oh my God.
I don't know why, but they're like,
you're like donating blood, basically.
Yeah. Like, we're just going to take a bag of your blood and it's going to be fine. and I remember in the dream, I asked the nurse what my blood type was, which that is so funny that happened because I have been wanting to know my blood type.
Yeah,
because
you want to know
so
your blood type.
Long. So
me
I remember,
too.
Like, really, like, turning to this nurse and being like, you need to tell me my blood type.
You need to look at my blood right now and tell me what it is.
I was, like, so adamant about it. I just, like, this is so me. This is actually me. So they did that. And then the nurses also brought out later, before they were going to do the scope, they brought out these, like, giant, not giant, they were just, like, normal pills. Like, pill, like, they weren't too big, but they weren't small. They were just kind of, like, medium-sized pills. That I had to take before the procedure because they weren't putting me under. So I had to, like, take these pills so they would numb my throat. Like, my throat had to be numb. So I wouldn't feel the scope going down. So,
oh, my God.
Like, take these pills so your throat would be all numb. And I couldn't take them, obviously, because, you know, I, like, have problems swallowing pills.
Yeah.
So I literally...
Emma can't swallow. Emma loves needles. She's a freak. She loves needles and loves shots and loves getting poked by things. But
yes.
She can't swallow a pill.
I know. I literally ibuprofen. That's like my the only one I can swallow. But yeah. So basically, I had to like chop these pills up, and then I was chewing them and swallowing the pieces.
Ew.
So I was doing that. And that's what I was doing. And the doctor. Okay, this is the work. It's kind of weird. The doctor comes in and introduces himself, and he's like this really tall. Like, kind of just generic-looking guy. Like, white man, brown hair, like, glasses, in his 50s. Like, you know, typical. And it was just the strangest thing. And he was just so, I remember him just wanting to know what my New Year's Eve plans were. Like, he kept asking me what my New Year's Eve plans were. Like, it was the weirdest thing. He just wanted to know what I was doing.
That's really funny. I don't know why.
What? So that happened. And then, then the procedure was starting. And this is like, I just can't believe this happened. So all of a sudden, I'm in the procedure. And I'm not asleep for it because they numbed my throat, like I said. And all of a sudden, the doctor is just in full-on Joker makeup. You know, like, the Joker?
Ew!
Like, but, like, the Joker from, like, the movie that just came out with Joaquin Phoenix. Like, that yeah. Joker. So, basically, he just in full Joker makeup. Just out of the blue, just all of a sudden, it was on his face. And every single time the makeup, like, starts to, like, melt off, he would just, like, go in the bathroom and, like, reapply it.
Oh, no!
So, like...
Was he acting evil?
No, I mean, he was just being really creepy. Like, I remember him being really creepy, like... I just felt really uneasy the whole time and, like, really kind of scared. But he would just, like, keep reapplying this makeup over and over. And, like,
oh,
that,
my God.
And then I remember waking up and, like, that was literally the dream.
That's horrifying.
It was so weird, though.
I right off the bat, as soon as you said you were getting a procedure done on your throat, my mind jumped to, like, there's something you're not saying that you have to say in your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what my brain jumped to. I truly have no interpretation for anything else you said.
I know. I mean, with the whole blood and, like, the pills, that's so, like, a reflection of
that makes sense. Because it's just, like, it's you.
But this creepy doctor who was, like a borderline, like...
Wanted to know what your New Year's plans were.
A little borderline, like, he was gonna, like, kidnap me or something.
That's terrifying.
And then the Joker makeup, which I have no idea why that came into it.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
That's so funny.
It was very strange. That was my most recent vivid dream, though.
Oh my God. Well, I have an extra dream. Should I read my Stranger Things dream?
Yes, you have to.
Okay.
Because Stranger
Before
Things
we get into, I'll read my Stranger Things dream, and then we will start going back and forth between the dreams that we found.
Yes.
All right. So I write all my dreams in my phone notes.
Okay.
And I'm going to read, I might edit what I'm reading just because I write them like right when I wake up. So it's like a drunk person has written them. but basically, I had this dream that I was watching the third season of Stranger Things. And it was probably right around when you and I had watched it. Yes. So that's probably why it was in my head.
What a good memory.
And I was watching it and it was like not Stranger Things. Like it was like the characters were in it. But obviously whatever I was watching was like not what the show actually was. And Winona Ryder.
Queen.
Also known as Joyce. Queen. Yes, our queen.
Literal goddess. Literal goddess.
Yes.
I love her.
She had to pull a doll into... So, okay. I skipped a lot already. There was, like, this whole... Basically, you know how when Eleven goes into her, like, her lucid dreaming, like, meditation dream state, kind of?
Hey, that's kind of like an incubation almost. Her little...
Yeah. It is an incubation. And she goes into her, like, black, and it's water and everything. Basically, it was like that, except everyone was in there. It was, like, it wasn't, like, a liminal realm in my dream. It was just a place that you could go.
Cool.
And I was watching Winona. There was water. She had to pull a doll out of the water. And they were at the gate. So, like, ooh, all of this dangerous stuff is happening because they were at the gate to the Upside Down. And then all of a sudden, like, Eleven was there, and then she disappeared, and for some reason I was devastated because it started to fade into, like, from being a show to becoming real.
Oh,
like, at first I was watching Winona, but then, like, I was just in the dream, like, I was in the show.
Wow, creepy.
I know. And then it felt like it was real and I was actually in it, because then all of a sudden I was taking care of Eleven. It was like she was a little kid and I was taking care of her, and I knew she wasn't my daughter, but I felt like I was her mom. Like, I felt like a very maternal instinct towards, like, protecting her.
Yeah.
So, first off, we had to save her. We were instantly, like, in a different room. We ended up in, like, a lab. And somehow I had to, like, sneak into the room where she was being kept. And then I had to sedate someone. Like, I had to grab a needle and, like, sedate someone.
Ooh, needle.
I know. I know. Needle. And then... and then I said in my notes, I can't remember a lot after that, but something happens and we were about to get caught. So I remember whispering to 11, what do we do? Someone walks into the room and I put my foot over the syringe so they don't see that I knocked someone out, even though like the person was in the room with us.
Wait, so did you stab them in like the neck or something?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely did. Stabbed them in the neck. Like a movie, like I knocked them out with something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're back in that water room and with the gate, and a bunch of like people are screaming at her to unlock the gate, and she's like, no, I don't want to unlock it. Like, it's going to let the upside down back in, and I'm freaking out and she's freaking out. And then all of a sudden I'm in a boat in the water, and then I fall off the boat and everyone's screaming because it should kill me. And then the dream ends with me shoving my hand up out of the water and flying so high out of the water that I touched the ceiling. And then I woke up.
I'm literally picturing you like shooting out of the water like a rocket.
I know. Oh my God. That's exactly what it was.
Why do I need this to happen?
It was so weird.
Oh my God. I'm picturing this, and it's making, every time I'm sad, I'm literally just going to picture you. Like, just shooting out
picture
the water.
Me, like, it was, like, so dramatic, too, because I, like, sank lower and lower into the water, and then I was like, no. I remember being like, no, I have to, like, survive for 11. So I, like, reached my hand up and just shot up to the ceiling. Like, oh, my God.
That is amazing. Wow. What a dream. What a dream.
What a time.
How, like, intricate our dreams are. How, like, oh, yeah. Strange they are.
And that's, like, that's me remembering it, like, the next morning. Like,
yeah.
I probably missed so much stuff. It's just so interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I love it.
All right, should we get into the story, like the dream episodes we like, or the dream stories we found online?
Yeah, so I...
Or should you... No, I think you should read your aunt's first.
Should I read my aunt's first? Okay, I guess, because then it could be transitioned to stuff we found online.
Yeah.
So I talked to my aunt because after our... She listened to the dream episode that we did, the first one. And she loved it, and she was just so intrigued by everything we were talking about. She thought it was so cool, all these different, like, things she didn't even know about, which I thought was awesome, that, which is cool, because a lot of people, like,
that's why we made the podcast.
Yeah, us included, we just don't really, when we're researching, we just find out all these cool things that we had never known before, so it's fun to share that with everyone. So she, while she was listening to our episode, she was kind of thinking of, you know, her own experiences and, like, was identifying with a lot of the topics we were talking about because of her experiences. And so I definitely wanted to talk to her about it. And she ended up calling me last weekend, and we had a really nice conversation about her experiences. So yeah, I just kind of wrote down a bunch of scattered notes about her.
Yes.
Her creep. She had a lot of creepy, let me tell you, a lot of very creepy, but then also some heartwarming ones that relates to, like, loved ones who passed away.
Sure.
So, her creepy, this is sort of like a, she wasn't sure if it was sleep paralysis or, like, a hybrid between sleep paralysis and dream, like, nightmare. Like, it was, it's a weird hybrid, so I'm interested to see what you think about this.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, so, basically, this is when my uncle and her, this was, like, at their first apartment together. So they were, like, young, in their apartment together, and she remembers, like, being in bed sleeping, and so this is the part where it kind of blurs between sleep paralysis and dream, because she thought she was awake, but, like, it felt very real, it felt like she was awake, but it could have been paralysis or just the dream, and sure. she remembers feeling something kind of pulling her, like, out of the bed. So she, like, felt this weird, like, sensation of being pulled, like, towards the edge of the bed, like to fall off the bed. And so, of course, I mean, that's very frightening, and just, like, right off the bat. And she saw this weird hand, but she said it wasn't a human. It was, like, deformed, and there was, like, this weird sort of, like, deformed creature-like hand that was literally pulling her. I'm like...
Okay. Emma, that's so creepy. I've had that dream. Like,
really?
That exact dream. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
I had a dream once when I was little that I woke up in my bedroom, the same bedroom I went to bed in. Like, it was almost as if it was a sleep paralysis, but it was a dream because I woke up from it.
Okay.
And a hand reached up under my blanket and in my head it's a skeleton hand. Like I didn't, okay. I never saw it, but like that's it.
You just
but
thought.
But everything about the dream, like it looked like my real room. I really thought I was awake.
Wow.
And a hand reached up under my blanket, grabbed my ankle, pulled me off the bed and underneath, like whipped me underneath my bed. Oh my. And then something like got on top of me and I could like feel it breathing on me. And then I woke up.
What the?
Like almost the exact same dream.
That is so creepy. Oh my God. That is like, literally, that's so scary.
Did anything else happen in her dream, or did she just wake up after that?
There's more. There's a lot more. So, well, like
that's so weird that it was like the same start though.
The same start. Honestly, what the heck? That's so creepy. Oh my God.
Mine has never happened again, thankfully.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think hers has, but so this thing is pulling her, like this hand, like I said, this deformed hand. And she said that she remembers screaming, like she was screaming so hard that her throat actually hurt. That's why it's like,
oh my God.
She wasn't sure like the paralysis in the dream because it was so blurred, you know, with what it was. So she was screaming for my uncle, like trying to get his attention. And she remembers like seeing him, like seeing his silhouette, like sleeping on the other side of the bed. And she remembers just seeing him and he just wasn't moving. And she just remembers being just so confused. Like, why isn't he answering me? Like, why isn't he waking up? Like, she was literally screaming for him. And she was just so scared and so confused that he wasn't doing anything. So that's why it's like, you know, it could have been a dream. Because I'm sure if it wasn't, he would have heard her. Unless he was like a really sound sleeper.
Right.
So when she woke up or you know, came out of the sleep paralysis, she remembers like looking underneath the bed. Or she like wanted to like see, you know, what was there. Like being intrigued to like know, was there something actually there? So she like looked underneath
it. Yeah.
Of course, there's nothing there, but it's just scary, like, that sensation. I wonder...
That's so scary.
Because she couldn't move, really, and she just could scream. So that's kind of where the paralysis comes in. But she just remembers, you know, trying to get his attention, and he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't waking up, so...
Oh.
But this weird...
That's so scary.
I know, I, like, couldn't even imagine. That, because...
It's freaking scary. Mine was because immediately when I woke up, I had a really heavy stuffed animal on my leg right where the hand had grabbed me.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's why I had my dream. But yeah, it's fucking terrifying.
And that's another like sleep paralysis thing, because she said she remembers feeling like a pressure on her chest, which that was one of the symptoms.
Wow, yeah.
What I talked about in my
research. It definitely sounds like, well, and like sleep paralysis, it can be so blurred. Like you can... Yeah. You can be hallucinating and be awake.
Yep.
And like maybe she could literally have been hallucinating that she was screaming.
That's true. Like, that's true.
It's just interesting.
I guarantee, unless my uncle was just, he's really a like sound sleeper, I couldn't imagine him not hearing her if she really was screaming.
Well, even if you are a sound sleeper, I think you would wake up to like blood curdling screaming from your wife.
Yeah, especially because like she remembers like if it was the dream or hallucinating that her throat hurt. So like she was screaming really loud. So that was that one, and then I guess kind of her other one that she had was, this was a dream, which is kind of, this is also really interesting because it kind of is almost like a premonition. It kind of is almost a premonition and also
I love those.
She wasn't sure because when she told me more details about it, I was like, oh, this could be a premonition. So let's see what you think about this.
Okay.
So this was, so her grandma, so it's my great grandma, and she has had many dreams about her grandma visiting her, or like she's had dreams of her like after she passed away where she would see her and they would have conversations, and she said it's like so real, like she can literally, it feels like she can just reach out and touch her, like she's right in the room with her just having these full-on conversations that she remembers. So she's had a lot of very real like experiences with that, but this one in particular she had was before she died, and it was actually literally like a day or two before she died. Before the dream happened, she had gone to visit her grandma, my great grandma, and it was like all like my dad was there and like their other cousins were there, and they visited her in the hospital. My aunt said she remembers her just looking kind of off, like she looked kind of, you know, like gray and just like really, like she felt like, you know, the time was coming, like she could just sense it.
Sure.
Because she just wasn't, you know, looking the greatest. And that was when they all visited her, and then they went, and she, like, really went home. And then she had a dream about seeing her grandma, and, like, she came to her, and they were talking, and she said that she remembers her grandma just being, like, saying, like, oh, like, don't worry, like, I'm fine, like, you don't have to worry about me, everything's fine. And my aunt's just like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, and, like, just asking her questions, like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then she said, it's okay, like, I'm just waiting here. And then she's like, who are you waiting for? And she's like, they're coming for me. Don't worry, I'm just waiting here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she was saying things like that, like, I'm waiting, like, here they come. Like, I'm just waiting for them to come. And my aunt was just, like asking her, like, you know, like, what's, are you okay? Like, who's coming? And she just wouldn't, like, say who it was, but she's just saying, like, you know, don't worry about me, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, another day or two, I think, and she had passed away after that.
I just got goosebumps.
I know, it was, it's just, like, I couldn't believe it when she told me that. I was just, like, wow, that's so powerful, emotional, like.
That's so, and it gives you so much comfort, too, because it's, yeah, like, she literally was like, I'm okay. Like, people, yeah, are coming for me. I'm, yeah, good. Like, don't worry about me.
Yeah, just to have that, to know that, is just probably so reassuring. Yeah. And I know that she was really close with her, and she said that, like, she almost treasures, like, the one she's had since then, like, since she's been passed away, which I think she passed away in the 90s, so.
Okay.
But since then, it's almost like she said she almost treasures having those dreams. It's like she can have a conversation, yeah, with her grandma, and like it's a chance for her to like see her grandma again. So
right. And it's like, first of all, you don't even have to believe it's real to enjoy it, but if you believe like what we believe, like I totally feel like it could be spirit coming through like in a dream just to visit and say, yeah, hi, especially with the idea that when you dream you're entering into like a different realm and state of consciousness, mm-hmm, that like we are just not. Like, maybe our dead loved ones can visit us all the time, but we're just not open to it, or we're just not, yeah, in the right, like, place for them to be able to.
Yeah, exactly. It just has to be the right, yeah, like, so the right time, right place, and it's just crazy, though. Yeah.
I think it's so interesting, too, that she used the words, you said it multiple times, and this is almost why I got goosebumps. You said, like, she was saying, like, they're coming.
Yeah.
And I think on the first episode of the podcast, I told you about, like, the most mystical thing that ever happened to me or, like, in my life, which, mm-hmm, was that as I was being born, like, the whole day, all my grandpa, who was in, like, hospice dying at home,
yeah,
he died, like, the day after I was born or something like that, all day long, all he was saying is, she's coming.
Wow.
So it's like when you're close to death, like
you have that
close to that lens. You're just so much closer to that realm.
Yeah.
And like he knew I was coming.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like they when you're close to that realm, you have all that knowledge. You just know because you're experiencing it, and it's crazy to think about. But I just,
it just shows, yeah, that like we're so much closer to our lost loved ones than like we think we are. Like, mm-hmm, your aunt has like a strong connection that lasted past death, like with your great grandma.
I know, and I thought it was when she was telling me about this, I was like thinking it was after she passed away, but she's had many other ones when she passed away of them just having conversations. But she, yeah, this particular one with the where she's like, don't worry about me, was before she even died, but it was like a day or two before, which is just so crazy.
Wow. And like she knew your aunt needed that, like, yeah, needed to hear that,
needed that closure, especially from when she visited her and she said, you know, she, you know, wasn't looking really great, and she,
right,
kind of knew it was coming, so it's got to feel good to just have that closure. But
yeah,
it's just crazy because a little segue from that, the same great-grandma, my great-grandma, another experience, this is like just a, like a short little experience my mom actually had, it's with the same, that's why I think that my great-grandma, she is just really open to, you know, trying to reach out, because this happened to my mom too. So my mom and dad, so what happened was when she passed away, my parents got her house. They were able to buy her house, and that's the house I grew up in actually. So I spent, it was on the, kind of by East High School. You know where East High School is in Green Bay?
No, I was gonna say yes, but I was thinking of My East in Appleton.
Yeah.
I don't and really then, know.
Well, it's, like, by East High School in Green Bay and, like, you know, just kind of more, towards the downtown. And
sure.
It was, like, this really, like, amazing, like, old house, and I spent the first 5 years of my life there. And so my parents got to buy it.
Baby Emma.
My parents got to buy it when she passed away, and this is before my sister was born. And I think it was, like, the year before my sister was born, maybe. and they were sleeping. So this is my, I think my mom has told the story, and I think it's sleep paralysis for sure now, because after just researching, because she remembers, it was like the first, one of the first nights that they were in the, that house, and my, her and my dad were sleeping, and she remembers waking up and seeing my great grandma just at the end of the bed, like full, she, it was like clear. Like she, my mom said that she was a little, like not like glow, I feel we're saying glowing, but you know what I mean, like kind of like in that spirit, yeah, like typical spirit, iridescent. But she was, but she wasn't like transparent, like she was like she could really see her, but she was just had like a glow about her, and she was just, sure, sitting at the end of the bed, and she didn't say anything, but she was just like smiling. And my mom remembers trying to wake up my dad, because this was my dad's great grandma or my dad's grandma, so she wanted to wake my dad up, and she was like trying to wake him up, but she couldn't move, she could not move to wake him up. And she remembers, like, really trying hard to, like, move her arm to, and she couldn't do it. So I think that's where this, that's why it's sleep paralysis. And yeah, she saw her, I saw my great-grandma at the end of the bed, but just smiling. And then she remembers when she could finally move her arm to wake up my dad, then she was gone. And I, she just said, oh, that she felt, like, so, so much warmth. And she felt like my, my great-grandma was just, like, saying, like, oh, I'm so glad that you moved into my house. And, like, I'm really happy that, oh, you guys are here. Because she was just, like, smiling at her, and she, that's, felt this, so warm, cute, energy. Yeah. So, my mom had that experience, which was really interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah, your grandma's or your great-grandma's definitely, like, hey, I'm here to hang. Like, yeah. I want to hang out. So. That's, yeah, funny.
It's crazy. But, yeah, that was my, a lot of my aunt stuff.
Yeah, let's just, do you want to just bop back and forth between, I'll say, yeah, one that I found, and then you say one? Okay. So.
Let's do it.
I'm going to start with a few, so I found an article that's all about people's pandemic dreams that they've had, like, through 2020, and I thought, ooh, that would be really interesting, because, yeah, like, stress affects our dreams so much, and it's interesting how much, like, the current world, like, affects our dreams, so.
Mm-hmm.
All of my first few will be from that, and then my next ones are just really short and funny from Twitter, just to, yes, end it up.
Yes, I love it.
So, let's see. Okay, I like this one. This is by, also, Jordan, but spelled with an O, so, like, what are you doing? But Jordan R., I had a dream last night that my favorite spa had reopened, and I learned I was one of the first allowed to go in after it had closed down due to coronavirus. It sounded so amazing, and then I got there and I learned I could only enjoy the spa while wearing a hazmat suit along with a gas mask.
Oh my god.
That's the most relaxing environment you could ever be in, right?
Yeah, totally.
There were a number of other safety precautions that were being taken, but I remember that it was the least relaxing thing possible, and the look of horror on all of the employees' faces was very sad.
Oh my god. I cannot imagine that. Just, like, being in a full-on get-up, like, hazmat suit.
Yeah. Here, oh, get a massage, god, except we're not gonna, like, touch you with our hands. Yeah. You have to be in a friggin' gas mask.
That'd be the worst. That'd be the worst. His massages are so nice. So, like, that'd be the, I know, worst. Take away from all the...
Girl, we should get, like, a friend massage, like, a friend we couple should massage together, oh my, the next time we see each other.
Yes. We're gonna do that for sure.
We need a whole self-care moment.
We should do, like, a full... We should just splurge into a full-on spa day. Like, yeah. Get away.
Oh, I have more credits for massages at Massage Envy than I can count, so...
Let's do this.
We'll have a whole day. Yes. All right, you read me one of yours.
Okay, I have a bunch of weird ones that I found from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of weird... This is a really short one. It's just really funny, though.
Okay. Yeah, most of mine are really short, too.
So, someone had a dream, and it was Sasquatch dressed in drag, riding a motorcycle around a small... rectangular room full of mob dudes.
Oh my god, that's like every kind of, like, holy crap, that's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm just picturing, like, The Godfather, but, like, Sasquatch just rolls up full drag and just, like, into one of their little meetings.
I don't even know what part of that story I like the most.
I know, it was just so random. That was literally it, though.
Sasquatch and drag. Someone has to do that now.
They need to. I would love to see that.
That was a good one. Okay, so this is another COVID one. I keep dreaming I'm just doing my job in excruciating, realistic detail. I wake up and feel like I've already worked an 8-hour shift, and then I have to actually work an 8-hour shift by Blair. Isn't that the worst? Oh my
gosh, that is...
That sounds like a living nightmare.
Like, the realization of, like, once you, like, you know, you wake up and you're like, you have to just go and work after that?
That's, like, you've already worked a full day, and then you have to go and work again?
That I could not imagine. That would be terrible.
That's happened to me once, but it was only for, like, 5 minutes, because I dreamed that I had gotten up and gotten ready for the morning, for the day, and then I woke up and I hadn't done any of it, and I was like, fuck, no, this isn't fair.
I hate that. It's like the ultimate betrayal.
Self-betrayal. But hopefully we never have an 8-hour work dream, because that sounds terrible.
That'd be really bad. That'd be bad. Okay, let me see if I can find... This is what I found on Ranker, so I found a bunch on Ranker, too. And it's a little more... It's not, like, scary, but it's, like, more nightmarish than the funny ones. Okay. Cool. So, I once had a nightmare where I was swimming with my family. I dunk my head underwater, and then when I lifted my head up out of the water, my family is gone. The sky is black, and everything is silent.
Oh, no!
Then I look back up to the sky, and there is a giant eyeball, a huge hand... Then comes and grabs the pool and folds it into a clear box. I started to not be able to breathe, being trapped in a water-filled box, and I wake up gasping for breath. Scariest dream I've had in a while.
That sounds awful.
No, it's like sci-fi, like...
That sounds very terrifying. Symbolic.
Yes, very symbolic for sure.
But I have no idea what it means.
Yes. Oh my god.
Well, I have one that truly has no explanation. It's another pandemic one, but it really doesn't. It's like a 2020 dream, but it doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
This is written by Emma, and she's 23.
Whoa.
So it could almost be you. Hers is just one line, and it goes, I love it. Hold on. I'm sorry. A large filing cabinet came to life and gave me a tour of the former military garrisons in Afghanistan.
Wait, what?
That's it.
That's literally it.
A large...
Eyeballs on this, like, it just, like, comes to life, and there's, like, it like, grows eyes, and, like, a...
Yeah. A large filing cabinet came to life and gave me a tour of the former military garrisons in Afghanistan. I don't know why. I think that's so funny.
It's so specific. That's why it's hilarious. You know what I thought of, though, with the file cabinet coming to life? I thought of that stupid video we watched with the fridge. That, like...
Oh, my God, Emma.
That has the, like, the hands and fingernails and eyes and mouth.
Yes, people will know. People our age will know because it was like a meme. But yeah, meme. I watch a YouTuber called Danny Gonzalez. He's
hilarious,
popular, and hilarious. He's really funny. Andy and I have watched all his episodes now too, so definitely recommend. But
yes,
he does hilarious videos, and he did one. What's that channel called? I think it's
some kind of toys.
Those are the. Oh yeah, it's toys. Billion Something. Surprise Toys.
Billion Surprise Toys. Yeah.
He did an episode about the Yes Papa song, where the Johnny, fridge sings. The Johnny. Yes. And the Johnny, Yes Papa.
The fridge comes to life, and it is so scary. And that's what I thought of with this file cabinet. And
it's honestly, any of the Billion Surprise Toy videos could be a nightmare.
That's like a fever dream.
Yeah. All right, give me another one.
Okay. All right, let's see. Oh my God, this is another really random, strange, intricate one. Not really intricate.
Yes,
but just
all the rest of mine are really random and stupid. So
This is very random, all over the place. Okay, so George Bush was showing me how to take pictures of cats. He was writing plays on a whiteboard like a football coach, showing a plan of action to capture the presidential cats as they lay multicolored eggs all over the place.
Oh my God. I don't even have anything to say about that. That's
just
insane.
Like, I could imagine waking up from that and just knowing that happened in your dream. Like, what? It's so weird.
I seriously question my brain when I wake up from some dreams I have. Because it's either like, okay, why am I not this creative when I'm awake? Or, what the hell just happened? All right, here's another one. I really laughed. I think I messaged you when I read this one because I was like, oh my God, I'm cackling at this. So this person, this is Anna underscore Beth on Twitter.
Okay.
She said, last night I had a dream where I made a funny tweet and I woke up from laughing so hard that I had to write it down. This was it. I'm still confused. And then they have a screenshot from their notes app, and all it says is Venmo ghost. That was the entire tweet that they thought was so funny in their dream that they woke themselves up laughing. Venmo ghost.
What the heck? So
Which is
random.
like,
So random.
also, what a good story. Like, I want to read a story about a freaking Venmo ghost.
Dude, yes, that'd be
It like,
amazing.
it comes to yell at you when you forget to pay your friends back for things.
Or it pays you random amounts of money and you're like, yes.
Oh, that would be awesome. Venmo ghost just handing out money.
Venmo goes, please be a thing. Please be a thing.
Yeah, Annabeth on Twitter was definitely onto something.
She was. Oh my God. Should we each do like one more maybe?
Yeah,
For time?
let's do one more.
Okay. I'll do like a really short one. This is really okay. This is another really random one. I had a dream that my parents had been abducted by a cult leader that was led by the Undertaker from WWE, which I have no idea who that is, but I managed to beat him up with a coconut I had hidden in my cult robes. That's literally
Oh
it.
my God, a coconut.
Yeah, under the
That's
cult robes.
amazing.
I just like instantly I was like cult, yes.
Yes, anything culty, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
I can't decide which one I want to read. I really like this one. Okay. This is by, and I do not understand. I don't know if like this article found tweets like when they weren't popular yet, because this only has like 160 retweets and not that many likes, and I'm like, I don't understand. These are so funny. This is by at Brooke Olsh on Twitter.
Okay.
She says, had a dream that I was trying to buy drinks at the bar, but when I tried to get my debit card out, it was sliced cheese every time. Which I've
Can you imagine
definitely
the
had
horror?
dreams like that though, where I go to pay for something
And
and
you
I
don't
don't
have.
have money.
Oh, that's scary. 'Cause I like that's such
Yeah.
a real fear, like a real life fear. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
but I really like the
Wow.
idea of her being at a bar and reaching into her pocket to pull out her money, and it's just sliced cheese.
Okay, why does that sound like the most Wisconsin thing ever? Like at a
Oh, it
bar with
is. Oh, I'm
cheese.
sure. I bet she's from Wisconsin. That sounds like a repressed Wisconsin dream
That
if I've ever heard
does.
one.
Wow, that's
Oh
hilarious.
my God.
Well, this was so, oh my God, this was quite the adventure here with our lovely
It
dreams.
was. I had so much fun. And we
Me
are
too.
actually, this isn't the real
Yes.
end of the podcast. We are also going to be, you're going to be recording a story from your sister, Natalie. I'm going to try to force Andy to do his sleep paralysis story. And then also, my stepdad had a sleep paralysis kind of ghost haunted story, too. So we are going to
Ooh.
record those separately just because we didn't want like the audio to be all whack from like a phone or anything.
Yes. So those will
We're
be
gonna record
going
those
in.
separately.
Yeah, those will be recorded separately, but we'll put them in right after we're talking now. We'll just put them right
Yes.
in. And my sister's is it's kind of like a mixture between a nightmare and like a night terror. And I
Ooh.
was actually there when it, because it was when we were younger and like, you know, still living, like, well, we live together now, but when we were like at our
Sure.
parents' house, and I was involved in this because we her room was right
Oh
next to
my
mine.
God.
So
That's
night
scary.
terror, yes.
All right, so I'm here with my sister right now, and we are going to talk about her crazy night terror experience that we mentioned earlier in the episode. So, Natalie, if you want to say hi.
Sure.
Hello. Do you want to say anything else?
No.
All right, let's just get right into it. So, Natalie had a very terrifying experience, and I actually witnessed it, so I can kind of chime in and talk a little bit about it, but I will let her kind of just start telling it. And yeah, so if you want to dive right in.
Okay, so all I remember is I think I was like maybe like 12, do you think, or
Yeah, I think we were either both in middle school
okay.
or I was in like fifth grade. I don't know. I was like fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
And you were like 7th or 8th.
So I was like around that age. And I remember for some reason I was watching a documentary about Amy Winehouse that evening before I had the night terror. And it was kind of like a little bit scary because they were talking about like her drug use and she looked kind of scary. But I didn't really think anything else of it.
And she had just passed away, right?
So, I think so. I don't even remember, though.
So I guess that could be, I mean, that could be an indicator of when this was, because I think it was right after she died.
Yeah, maybe. So, but, you know, it really stuck with me or something, but I didn't really, then I went to bed, and I think I was a little freaked out by it, but I went to bed, and then I had this little iPod docking station that was also an alarm clock, but I never use it for an alarm clock. I never set it, I don't think. I might have, like, fussed with it or something, but all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I was, I heard, like, the alarm clock went off, and it was making this really, like, creepy, like songy sound, and that woke me up, but, like, I wasn't completely woken up, and I think I was having, like, I was dreaming about Amy Winehouse, because I thought, for some reason, she was chasing me or something, but at the same time, that thing scared me, and I wasn't even fully awake yet, but I remember I just jumped up out of bed. I was screaming, but I didn't even realize I was screaming. I was, like, half asleep, and my instinct was to run into Emma's bed. I jumped in your bed.
Yes.
And then you woke up screaming, and then all I know is that our dad heard it from downstairs, and he was so freaked out because he's the only reason he could think that I'd be screaming so bad is because somebody would be in our house.
Yeah.
So, or why we both would be screaming. Yeah. So he came running, but he like ran into his closed door because he was jolted right from asleep. And he like took the stairs like two at a time up to our room.
Yeah. He was like running. I mean, I think their door was closed. So, yeah. When he woke up, his door was closed and he just ran into it because he was just trying to get out as fast as he could. But yeah, I just remember because from my perspective, I obviously didn't know the extent of which like her dream and nightmare or anything. So I just was getting like woken up out of deep sleep from you screaming. Like you were just, it was like weird, but it was like not typical screaming. It, like I knew something was really wrong because it sounded different and it was really scary. And you just literally jumped on my bed. And I mean, the same with my dad. The first thing I thought was that someone was in our house because I always had a fear that someone was in our house because I just always heard noises. And So I thought, this is it. Like, it's happening. And so I just got up and we were just like jumping up and down, like hugging. Oh, we were just like, we had like our arms wrapped around each other and we were just screaming. And it was just confusing. But,
and I really think like when I woke up and started screaming, I didn't even wake up yet. Like I did that like subconsciously. I didn't even realize that. And then when I got in your room, I was like kind of confused because you and dad were like, what? And it was almost like you were kind of mad because you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, we're just confused. And then like, there's some weird music playing. It was like Beethoven.
It was the alarm on the docking station. I think that was creepy too, but it was such, I don't know why that happened to go off that night.
Yeah, it was like classical music. So
yeah.
But then I think our mom came up and she slept with you in your bed to calm me down. That I went down by my dad and slept in my parents' bed with my dad just for the rest of the night. And then, and that was it. But
yeah, that was pretty much my only night terror, if you can call it a night terror, that I've ever had.
Yeah, it was just very strange.
It was, yeah, I don't even really know what happened.
Yeah,
it was like a nightmare and that weird Beethoven music went off.
I know, forever we're just going to have this crazy memory. Yeah. But thank you for coming on the pod and sharing that experience.
Of course.
And hopefully we'll be hearing from you again soon.
I'd love to.
An upcoming episode, so.
I'd love to.
Yay. All right.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Yes, I had so much fun. I'm so glad. We are going to try to bring bonus episodes to some of our podcasts where we just bring up a lot of info that we just want to like go into more depth on. Mm-hmm. And we just love like hearing other people's stories and experiences. So we will definitely be doing more of these bonus episodes in the future. And
yes, we will.
We do want to let you know that just with all of the busy craziness in our lives, Emma and I are going to be changing up the format a little bit of the podcast. Nothing anyone will notice, we don't think. But instead of posting every week, we're going to be posting every other week. But because we love you and this is a bonus episode, we are going to be posting next week as normal. And then we'll go into posting every other week. Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell them what the next episode is going to be?
Yes.
I am so I'm like literally so excited for the next episode.
I cannot wait. Because we were trying to go through all our topics, and a lot of them, like we said, are going to be future topics on like like this one on bonus episodes. But we wanted to find a good, full, like in-depth topic to really dive into. And
we wanted to flip the script a little and kind of like pick something that that's like a little off track of what we've done.
Yeah, because we kind of, you know, the last few have been a little connected, like, you know, they've been connected in different ways. So we wanted to go total different vibe. So we are going to be doing aliens and alien abductions and contacting aliens.
We're specifically, we kind of narrowed down just because aliens and like the topic of aliens is so broad, like, and we want to do a whole extra episode on just like stories, people, but we want to do an episode just on like contacting aliens and the history
and just kind of the origins of people, their sort of like thoughts on aliens and like ideals surrounding their formation of what aliens are.
So many amazing like hypotheses about aliens in ancient times and just so many interesting things that we are so excited. Like, I haven't done that much research on aliens and especially like in ancient times, so I'm just so excited to learn and research for this episode because it's going to be so interesting.
Yes, I cannot wait. So stay tuned for that. Like we said, it'll be coming next week as scheduled, and then from then we'll start our new template of every other. But yeah, we are looking forward to all our topics coming up. But
yay,
thanks again for tuning in and allowing us to continue this journey, because we have been having so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much for supporting us and sharing our podcast. Remember to like us and follow us on whatever you listen to, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Anchor, whatever. Download it. Do anything you can to help support us, because we
share with your friends.
Yes, share with your friends. We just want to bring the podcast to as many people as possible.
Also, you can follow us on social media. We have Instagram and Facebook.
We do.
At Vivitch's Brew Pod with 2 V's. So go out there. We have some great content. Yes. And
you should definitely follow us on Instagram and Facebook, because we constantly ask our listeners and followers to contribute your own stories so that you can be featured on the pod. And if you have a particularly amazing story, we might even have you on the podcast. So you should definitely follow us over there.
Lots of cool things happening. Yes. I mean, who wouldn't want to be featured? It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I know, especially on such a famous, widely popular podcast as ours.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, really hope you enjoy the rest of the stories that we have for you right at the end, and we will see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
Okay. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. It is Jordan again with one last very special story from a very special guest to end out our dream episode, because I am with my fiance, Andy Leon. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
They have heard so much about you. I keep calling you my boyfriend. I'm sorry. This is my fiance. And I am super excited for you to tell this story, because it is an amazing sleep paralysis story, and I was there for it. But you are the one that experienced it. You're the one who can really tell everyone what happened. So, to set the scene, it was years ago, I think.
Senior year, I'm thinking.
Senior year of high school. So it was a while ago. We were at your house. We had fallen asleep.
Yeah, I was at my mom's house.
Yeah, we were at your mom's house. We had fallen asleep. I woke up to you freaking out. But I want you to tell that story. So you wake up. What's the first thing you feel? What's the first thing you notice?
The first thing I notice is that I'm staring up into the ceiling, and I feel a pressure, like I'm kind of stuck in the spot.
So on your chest, right?
On my chest, yes.
So just like every other like sleep paralysis thing that people feel. And like so the first thing you realize is not only that you're looking at your own ceiling, but that you can't move.
Yes.
Are you trying to move and you can't? Or is it just kind of disorienting?
It's just really disorienting. I don't remember trying to move at the time.
And I know most people have, like, visual experiences, but that was not the case for you. What was happening in your sleep paralysis episode?
So I remember you being to my left and hearing you whisper to me, and then down the hall, I heard my mom whispering as well to me, and it sounded very demonic, the whispering.
I hate that. Okay, interjecting here, demonic whispering is, like, the scariest thing that you could possibly hear. Just, like, like, did it sound evil?
It did sound evil.
Ugh. Oh, God. I hate that it was my voice. And then what freaked me out and what woke me up is because you were actively, and I don't know how this makes sense with sleep paralysis because, like, you're paralyzed. You were talking and you were saying, they're here. They're almost here. They're almost at the door. They're getting in the door. They're in the house. They're coming up the stairs. They're coming down the hallway. They're almost here. They're here. Like, you weren't moving. And I was like, what is going on? We're about to die. So you heard people breaking into the house, right?
Yeah, downstairs I heard the door getting knocked in.
So not even, like, jingling. Like, someone was
starting to kick into the door, yeah.
Ew. And the whispering and everything is
happening at the same time.
Okay. Because I know a lot of, like, people say it ramps up. Did it feel kind of like that?
It did. It did ramp up until I was woken up. It just kept getting louder and louder. And then I think you woke me up.
Yeah, I woke you up because I was freaking out. I do not handle this stuff well, especially if I think someone's breaking into the house. So I'm sitting there like, oh my God, Andy, you're dreaming. Something's wrong. Like, just wake up. Because you've talked in your sleep before. But the scary thing is you were, like, narrating. You were like, they're coming for us. They're here. And your eyes were freaking open. That's so scary.
That was terrifying.
And it must have been so scary for you because you're, like, in your actual room thinking that people are legitimately breaking into the house.
Yeah.
And then, did you see anything before you woke? Because I know you were mostly just hearing something. But I thought you said before, like, you almost felt like something was coming into the room for you.
Yeah, at the end when it was getting more and more intense, it felt like there was darkness just closing in on me.
Oh, that's so scary. I hate that. But I'm really happy you woke up, and you've never had an episode since.
No, and I hope I never
thank have God. As everyone else says, everyone who has sleep paralysis says they want to never, ever, ever have it again. I pray I never get it. I never have. It was definitely an interesting experience. But yeah, that's basically you woke up. We turned the light on. I refused to sleep with the light off after that point. I'm a baby. And we all live to see another day, thankfully. Yes. But that's such a good story. We definitely have more spooky weird stories that we'll maybe have you tell later on in other episodes. But thank you so much for telling your story and being on the podcast.
Of course.
I love you. So happy that you are here, and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is the end of our podcast, and if you tune in next week, you get to hear us talk about contacting aliens. We are super excited. We will see you next week. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.